Well, hey, Power Agents, this is Daryl Davis. Welcome to another Power Agent interview. I've got a real awesome Power Agent on the call this month. I was going to mess this up. Cherie, correct? Is that how you say it? Cherie Gottschall. And Cherie, why don't you tell everybody your contact information, like where you're located, and so that way if they want to send you referrals or have questions.
Okay. Well, I work out of RE/MAX of Reading, and our office address is 1290 Broadcasting Road here in Wyomissing, and it's 19610.
Okay.
My direct cell number is a 570 number, 570-205-4114.
Awesome. Okay, great. So, Cherie, you know, we were talking a little bit before the call, so I want to give people a sense of, you know, your production, how long you've been doing this. So, and you're in Pennsylvania. Now, Wyoming, how do you say it,
Wyomissing.
Wyomissing. And
Wyomissing.
What kind of area is that? Is that a lot of lake properties there or?
Well, technically, I do primarily Schuylkill County, which is a county above where the office is located.
Okay.
Now, our MLS had merged with Trend. So what that did was it enabled, you know, the agents in Schuylkill County to be a part of, you know, the Berks County, you know, the MLS.
Okay.
So it made it a little bit easier for me to move from a very small office.
Mm-hmm.
To a larger office that had all the back support system that I really needed as a busy agent. The office where I was working before was a fantastic office, you know, with a great broker. But with, you know, the increase in business that I had, I couldn't keep up. You know, I really needed the transaction coordinators. They have the marketing staff, you know, here. The listing service center, they just kind of had all of the little bells and whistles that I needed as such a busy agent.
Yeah, because as far as your production, tell everybody roughly, we're not going to hold you these numbers, but right now, how many listings do you have?
21 with 4 pending.
Okay, so those 4 come through, you're going to have 25 listings. And how many active contracts do you have right now?
I have 12 pending.
Wow. Now, I had asked you at the before we actually started recording, which was, like, you must have a team or you have an assistant or two assistants, and you tell me you have what?
Nothing.
So this is, like, really amazing that you have this many contracts, this many listings, and you don't have a team working for you. So how do you manage all that?
I have some that is difficult, but what I do have is I have some really great coworkers that help on the back end, you know, in regards to, you know, helping out us, you know, with showings or taking referrals in regards to, like, some of the newer business and, you know, maybe, you know, if they wanted to take on one of the listings, you know, or whatnot. They've been fantastic. And we are discussing, you know, bringing on board an assistant.
Okay.
So it's in the works.
Okay.
It's just something that I haven't actually done yet.
Okay. Now, you've been in real estate since 2006. Yeah. So that puts you at 11 years now. Where would you say the majority, and you have a listing appointment tonight, you said to me, so where are your listings come from mostly, would you say?
The majority of my business right now is primarily referrals. I do have some that come through Zillow, but it's kind of heavy on the referral side, you know, now.
Okay. Are you doing so people are they finding you, are they coming to you because of your before or recommending their friends to contact you?
Well, I guess I've been getting the, you know, sometimes on Facebook, so-and-so's mom to call you, you're the best in the area, or, you know, I read your review on Zillow, and, you know, I've been kind of, you know, watching the agents in the area and what they've been doing, and, you know, I'd like to talk with you, or, and you don't get them all.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't make everybody happy, and, you know, you have
right.
to learn just to kind of, you know, go with it. But, you know, primarily that's kind of where they've been coming from recently.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at some of what you just said. So Zillow is one of the things. Now, some agents have mixed feelings about the Zillow, that it's not worth the money, and some it is. So how long have you been using Zillow?
Well, when I was with my past broker, she felt that Zillow was it was an avenue that we could move into with the market that not a lot of other brokerages in our area were using.
Okay.
So we were one of the first brokerages that really kind of took hold of Zillow in our marketplace. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody's doing it kind of, you know. But anyway, so what I've done over the course of the years was I've made sure that I kept my profile up to date, that I have, I think right now I have over, I might have 50 reviews on there, and I try to keep track of all my sales. And I have to admit, even if I'm not the top agent on there, if I'm at least in the top three, a lot of the, you know, potential clients, they're going to reach out and call me just because I'm, you know, one of the more active, you know, in the area. And a lot of them do, they read the reviews, you know, people,
mm-hmm.
you know, say, oh, I haven't even bothered to do that. That's a waste of my time. And that's not true.
That's
you know, people have the reviews. And, you know, I've gotten quite a few clients that I could just name off the top of my head that they read the reviews, and the reviews are why they called.
Now, the reviews, are those something that you put up, or you have the customer put up and you encourage them to do it?
Well, Zillow has, you know, kind of a template in regards to an email that you could send out to a client, whether it's a current client or a past client. And it basically asks them to sign. They do have to kind of create an account, and then they have to do the review that way. Now, they can always delete the account at a later time, but they do have to. Excuse me, they do have to sign up.
Okay. But you're sending it to the client. So you're taking the template, you're sending it to the client, encouraging them to do the review.
Yep, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, say it like it is, and, you know, just put it out there. Like if there's positive things that I helped you do, I mean, I don't do just the template. I, you know, try to add a few things in there.
Okay.
And depending on the client, because, you know, every client's not the same either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if we had, you know, a difficult experience with a lender, or if we had, you know, a tough time, you know, getting the house appraised or whatever, you know, I might just put a note in there that, you know, if there's any positive experience, you know, about any of the things that we've gone through or whatever, you know, if they could just, you know, say how they feel.
Or if it was a really tough customer, just not send them the template anyway.
Yeah.
Zillow, what's that? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who they are. Is there anything else that, as an agent, that you have to actively do with Zillow to ensure that you're at the top of the feed, like you said, about updating your profile and stuff like that?
I just kind of make sure that it's updated.
Okay.
That's the key thing, because you want to make sure that all your listings are current on there, or whatever websites that you use. You want to make sure everything's current, and you want to make sure that, you know, the information that's going out there to potential clients is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you said something about Facebook, so, you know, I'm sure this is you, let's see, Remax of Reading, is that's you?
Yes.
Okay, And wife, mother, and grandmother, you don't look old enough to be a grandmother.
Oh, yes.
So I'm looking at your Facebook page now, which let me see if we're friends. Yes, we are friends. Okay. I see that you've got pets in the lease, something you posted about apartment guide, and a balloon you can eat. Okay, I'm just trying to get a sense.
Well, you know what? I actually just started that. I was having a little bit of trouble keeping up with my posting. So what I did is our office uses CirclePix. And
okay,
what I did was CirclePix actually has a social media portion where they will help you post your listings as well as some items to help, you know, in regards to, you know, just kind of reaching out to everybody on your page.
Okay, so
like
I'm not
dialogue.
Okay, I see it here. CirclePix. I see 211 Chestnut Street. One of your listings. But CirclePix. Let me. I'm trying to Google that. Is that something? Hang on one second. CirclePix, real estate marketing automation. So so you're using this to help do some of the posting on your social media?
Yes, yes. And our office has, I guess they do have, you know, some type of a deal, but they did give me a discount in regards to my monthly fee with this. So it was very,
mm-hmm.
very cheap in regards to some other things that I've been looking at.
Okay. Yeah, so for everybody listening, this looks really great. It's I love it. It's CirclePix, but it's all one word, CirclePix.com. And so this is really good. So this will help take some of your listing information and post it on the social media for you. So I really love that. Okay.
And it will also post on your, it'll do your Twitter, your LinkedIn, and it'll also do your personal Facebook page if you want that as well. So I do also post on my personal page as well as my business page with that.
And it'll do both pages for you at the same time. So you only do the one.
Well, you can actually go in and edit when you want it to post.
Okay.
So if you don't, like I didn't really want to have my listings posted on my personal page, so I opted in that I don't want that part of it. And then I have certain times and days during the week that it does the posting for the other things. So you can actually pick and choose, you know, what you want to have posted and when.
Does it also give you, like, articles or real estate stuff that you could post, not just your listings? Does it give you that kind of stuff?
I think it just kind of does some types of general items. It does ask you kind of I think it did ask top, like, general topics,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I don't remember if I actually did the real estate one, because the girl that I was talking to when I set the account up, she had recommended that a lot of times the ones that get the most hits or activity are non-real estate related.
I see. Okay.
So I thought, because it is very new with me using this system, I thought, you know what, well, let's give it a try then. You know.
Yeah, and I see it. You've got also on your Facebook, you've got, like, when I look at this pets and the lease, what to ask about, you know, renting an apartment. It says home value plus info, but that's actually your website, right? But it seems like it's through Pix, CirclePix, but you've got your own kind of landing page there, yeah?
To be totally honest, I don't even know.
I'm not sure. Well, you know what? It's so funny. You're so overwhelmed doing stuff that, yeah, it looks like so here's what I learned. The CirclePix, it looks like it is pulling other articles from other places, and if you click on it, it's bringing it to some kind of landing page for you. That would kind of spotlight you. So anyway.
Well, let me go in. Yeah.
Look at
yeah, it did.
Yeah, look at that. You didn't know
look
it did
that.
Hey, look at that. gang, see, when you've got over 20 listings and 15 sales and no assistant, this is what this sounds like.
Exactly. Exactly. And the funniest part of it is that dog picture, that actually looks just like my dog.
Well, I'm sure Circle Picks will take the credit that we knew that.
Yeah.
We actually customized the photo for you, Sherry. Sherry. All right. So, good. So, we've got Facebook, Zillow, now, what about, are you doing any local advertising, mailings, postcards, anything like that?
Through the Listing Service Center, I do like just listed postcards just to kind of let the neighbors know, you know, about the new listings in their area. I have to admit, I don't spend a whole lot of money on like advertising.
Okay.
I tried it with, you know, some of the publications that are local, and I just felt like it was just kind of a waste of money. I have the referral business, you know, most of the local people, you know, either know me through word of mouth or, you know, through Facebook or, you know, it's just, I really have not spent the money or the time, to really do that. You know,
mm-hmm.
What little bit I did, I kind of reined back and I just haven't.
Now, I will tell you, so this is not supposed to be a training conversation call, but I'm going to do that anyway a little bit because you gave me an idea to share with you. You know, the fact that you're doing, you're so successful with what you've been doing, it makes sense to keep doing what you're doing. And probably what would bring your business to the next level is not doing print advertising and stuff like that, but actually start looking at bringing on a team. When you start bringing on a couple of agents to work with you, those agents, through their social media, through their Zillow, through the stuff that they do, they'll bring additional business. So almost taking the model of what you're doing and what you've done that works, and then duplicating it with another team member. And that's how you'll get more business without spending more money. So just food for thought for you, Sherry.
Okay.
Sherry,
no, I appreciate
I
it.
All right.
I'm
going to get your name right. Eventually, by the end of the call, I'll be saying Sherry. All right. So, all right, so super. So you've got, but you are doing the just listed postcards, but you're really not doing that. The office is doing that for you?
Yeah, they do that for me as part of, like, the listing, through the Listing Service Center. You know, but they help with the highlight sheets for the property. They'll also send that to either the property owner or, you know, I could pick it up here at the office. And take it out to the property myself. But, I mean, it saves me a lot of time, you know, and that's one of the great things I love about working for this particular office is they have all those great, you know, the great things that, you know, help me without having an assistant. So.
Yeah, so, you know, that's really important. Because, I mean, basically what you're saying, because not all agents have, you know, that kind of office support. You know, where it sounds like your office has a lot of behind the scenes that they do for the agents, right?
Yeah, they really do. And that was one of the key reasons, not the only reason, but one of the key reasons I moved, mm-hmm. you know, from going from an office that had the broker and, you know, four other agents. It just kind of, there was really, it was just us. So it was really, really hard to keep up with the numbers mm-hmm. that I was doing and to keep the client satisfaction where I wanted it to be, you know, because it's like I'm still doing things like I was doing when I had five deals and now I have, you know, 70 to 75 deals
wow.
a year. So it's like you can't keep doing the same things and expect the same. You just, I have to keep growing with, you know, with the numbers. And I wasn't. I was spinning.
Yeah, there's about how many agents in your office? About 150 or somewhere around there?
Yeah.
So that's probably why the broker has literally the budget to make that kind of investment in that support system behind the scenes. When did you change companies?
It was May 1st last year.
Okay. And so you saw your business grow considerably after the move?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, how
I had made more from May to the end of the year than I did all the year before.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you made a great move.
Yes. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. So, you know, you're one of let's say 150, give or take 10 or 20 people. How do you compete?
I don't. I work in a totally different market, so I don't.
Okay.
I don't. The market that I'm currently in, when they did the numbers for last year, now obviously there was a couple of deals that were left on the table with the last broker, but once those were factored in, because basically all they had to do was go to the closing table, I was the number two agent in the county that I currently market.
Okay, so of all the agents in this office that you work at now, there's nobody that's in that office.
Primarily that market, no.
That weren't the market you're in.
Yes.
So that's why you're not competing with anybody within your office.
Right. I mean, there are agents that do business up in that area, but not primarily.
Got it. Okay. Here's my next question. Your office and where you work, is the office really far from where you work? Like, you know, in other words, if you go to a listing appointment, would they say, well, why would I list your office? It's so far away.
No, I really haven't had that at all.
Okay. Because it's still in the general vicinity.
Yeah, and what I do is, like, when we have closings and things like that, they've actually, one of the title companies has rented an office up in the county, so we have closings pretty, you know, right there in the county. And when it comes to, like, meeting with clients, it gives me a chance to meet with them, you know, at their homes, you know, or sometimes we might meet at a restaurant or things like that. Like, I've learned to do things a little bit differently. And then it's not so much that I have to physically be at an office.
Okay. Yeah, so you wherever there's a table, that could be your office.
Right, or my car, which I live in my car.
Now, the market that you work in, is it in the, do you live in that area too?
Yes, okay. I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Has that been a benefit? Do you say there's an advantage to that?
Well, because we actually used to live in the northern part of the county, and we moved about 2 years ago to the southern part of the county. Mm-hmm. So I still have quite a bit of the market share, like in the northern part, because I just know so many people from living up there almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And from moving a little bit farther south now, you know, I've also kind of started to get a hold on that market as well.
Gotcha. That's great. That's awesome. Now, are you actively involved in the community at all, doing anything that wouldn't be tagged specifically real estate?
I would love to say I do all that fantastic stuff, but I barely have time to eat.
That's so great. So, all right. So the fact that you're having this experience in business, And I know you changed companies, but what would you say has really been one of the secrets to why you've done so well this past year?
I think Zillow played a key role in helping my transition. I think the panic on the back end when I left was, would the business still be there if I left?
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to make sure that I did market myself in the areas where, you know, I was still primarily busy early on in my career in those areas. And I just wanted to make sure that there wasn't that lull in the business. And it's kind of ironic in a way because I did that and I can't keep up with it. So I've ended up referring quite a bit out to, some of my coworkers at the new office because I just can't. You know, I just can't keep up with all of it. So it's wonderful, but it's too much.
Yeah. Well, you know, that kind of just highlights once again that concept that there might be somebody in your office that's not doing nearly as well as you would like to. They would like to work the area you're working. You know, maybe they start to work under you as part of your team. And
what we've done is we're not so much a team, but we are. There's three of us that we just kind of all have each other's backs right now. And if there's anything that comes in or any issues or, you know, if somebody's going away, that we try to cover for each other.
Gotcha.
You know, without doing the quote team thing. You know, because I have to admit, I have enough trouble keeping track of me that I don't want to have to keep track of four or five other people, if that makes any sense.
It does. And just so you know, and again, I don't want to make this a training call, but if somebody was officially under your team, it really doesn't mean that you're going to micromanage them and you're going to be overwhelmed doing more. Really what's going to happen is that they wouldn't be, you know, let's say if one of the agents' name was Patricia, you know, Patricia would not be promoting herself. She would be promoting Sherry and the Sherry, you know, team. And so it might kind of look like it still looks like now. You'll just get the benefit of additional exposure through what she does. And the benefit she'll get is that it'll elevate her presence because of the name recognition you already have. So, So just another, food for thought that it doesn't mean you'll have more work to do. It just means that you might even be more efficient doing that. So, but maybe down the line. All right, let me ask you this. When you go into a listing appointment, how do you run that conversation? How do you sit with somebody and what's your focus and what do you bring? Do you bring anything with you?
I have to admit, I might be totally backwards compared to the way other agents do the listing appointment. I don't do the whole fancy CMA and the whole, which, I mean, they're great. I mean, I'm not, like, downplaying it. But what I normally do is I do the initial kind of meet and greet, so to speak, where
uh-huh.
I want them to, you know, introduce themselves to me. Let's take a look around the property. And I never take a listing contract with me the first time.
Okay.
And the reason I do that is not just the fact that they're getting to know me, but I'm getting to know them.
Okay.
Because if they're a hot mess, I want to be as far away from them as I can be.
Okay.
So I may go home after that appointment and be, you know, I'm going to refer you to somebody that might be able to help you a little bit better than I could.
Mm-hmm.
because it's just kind of a get to know you stage. And I tell them right out. And I also have what, you know, when we do finally sign a contract, I do have a clause in there that they can terminate at any time, no penalty. So I honestly feel it's a good way to do business. It was kind of the way that I was taught. And it just, I think it makes me work a little bit harder. You know, just to know that at any time during, you know, the listing contract, they're not happy, you know, they give me a call, write a letter, you know, we'd like to terminate. So, and there's a lot of times I do win over other agents just because of that.
Because of
that. You know, that they're willing to give me a shot. Now, we do professional photography, which I think is key because the internet marketing is huge right now. So, I mean, obviously, everything's on the internet. And if you don't have great photos, you're losing those buyers because that's where they're looking.
Okay.
So.
All right. So you do the professional photos. You explain that to them. What else do you? What do you show?
Well,
I'll take
comps with me, but I don't do like the CMA type thing. What I'll do is I'll take some printouts of some comparables that have sold, that are active, and then I'll go and I'll circle or highlight. You know, this is the square footage, this is this, and this is what's, you know, the same as yours, and this is what, you know, we're looking at. So that way they can see it, you know, in black and white. And then that's what their property is going to look like once we get it up and listed. You know, that, you know, all their information is going to be out just like this.
Okay.
You know, and then I also bring actives because we not only want to market it where it's going to appraise, but we want to market it where, you know, like you always say with the shiny penny.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who our competition is.
Now, I must say, I am so blown away that you just said that because you're the first agent that's actually said exactly how I used to present price. I never brought the traditional CMA. I brought some things that sold, but my focus of the conversation was, you know, if you're going to buy a car, you're not going to compare your car to what's sold. You're going to compare the car to the current cars that's on the market. And it's the same true about a house. Buyers are not going to make a decision buying your house based on what's not available. It's based on what your current competition is. So there is more of a focus on current listings and what those houses were priced at that were similar to the listing I was trying to get. So that's awesome. I'm really glad that you do it that way.
Yeah, well, it's just, to me, it's kind of a no-brainer because, you know, that's going to be key.
Yeah.
You know, and especially as the market is turning now into a seller's market, I think it's even more important to do that because, you know, competition right now is huge.
Yes. Okay, so now when you're talking to the homeowner and you're going through some of the marketing, is there anything else that you share that you do to market their property that they seem to really like, oh, that's special, you know?
Well, I mean, I do the professional photography.
Yeah.
You know, our office, we obviously do the circle picks. There's a number that's attached to each listing that they can go and just dial, you know, the number on the placard and then do the property address and all the information will come up for them, which is a plus. And that's all part of the new office here.
Okay.
That they provide that for us, which
okay.
is great. As well as the fact that I do, you know, the Facebook and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they like the fact that it's going to be on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I also allow them sometimes, like some of my clients will go in and I'll try to friend them on Facebook that way that when it comes up, they can share and, you know, with their friends and make sure that it gets out there.
Oh, that's good. Well, I like that. So you actually use their Facebook friends and their network too to tap into by you becoming friends with them. Okay, great.
Right.
All right, that's awesome. All right, as far as buyers, how often are you showing property, or is it mostly listings?
No, I do a lot with buyers. I actually, my market is a little bit more buyer than seller, and I'm usually out just about every day showing. There's been some days that I've met with, I think the most I had in one day was 8 separate buyer clients.
And how many houses do you show 8 people?
Well, it depends. That particular day, most of them were 1 or 2.
Okay.
You know, very quick. There was a couple investors that, you know, had come into town, wanted to see like 1 or 2 places. You know, there was maybe a new listing on the market that I met, you know, one of the clients for. But it just depends. And then
that's a lot.
That's a lot.
is there any particular way that you find that is a little unique for you on how you work higher compared to what you might have heard other agents do?
Well, I know a lot of people don't want to, you know, they feel like they're wasting their time showing buyers if they're not pre-qualified. And I get that. But if the property's vacant and it's our first meeting, I kind of look at that as this is going to be, instead of meeting at the office, let's meet at this vacant property. Let's get to know each other. Let's take a tour of this house so I can get a feel of what you're looking for. We can talk about lenders. We can talk about, you know, what you're looking for, you know, and they appreciate that. And I have to admit, I've gotten some clients that may not have been my clients, had another agent before them said, you know, okay, I will meet with you. You don't have a pre-approval yet.
Mm.
You know, I do calls from people that, oh, so-and-so wouldn't show me this house because I don't have a pre-approval. You know, so, you know, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt that they are trying to work on it. And, you know, if it's a house that somebody is living in, I'm not going to bother a seller, you know, to clean and get out for somebody that is not qualified. Absolutely not. But like I said, if it's a vacant property, you know, and something that we can, you know, work with them, start a dialogue and get them talking to a lender and things like that, I think that that's really kind of created, for me, a good way to do business and the repeat business, because then you get that, oh, you know, she's been, you know, really working with us and, you know, helping us through this when we talked to 3-4 other agents before and they absolutely wouldn't even talk to us.
Now,
you know, because most people that call you don't, most of them that call have no idea what to do. They see things on TV. They see, you know, the advertisements for Realtor.com or Zillow or whatever. They're looking online. They're looking at houses, and then they see click for an agent, and that's how they think it works. They just think that you look and you click and you go see a house, and it's not how it works. But unless we tell them, they don't know.
Now, is it possible you doing that? So you're kind of loosey-goosey. If a buyer calls in, they don't have the, you know, the pre-qualification, but you're not going to put a homeowner out, so you'll meet with them. Is it possible that you probably met with some people that aren't ready to buy now?
Yes. But you know what? Let's talk to the lender. And do you know what? I have one client now that lender that I sent them 6 months ago, they're ready to roll, and they're in the 350 range. And you know, there's another one that I'm working with now that she's, you know, she's not ready, but the lender said that in about 2 months she will be. And you know, when they are ready, you're the one that they're going to call.
So a real important learning lesson there is that it's really not about what's right in front of you, but it's building these relationships, planting these seeds, nurturing your buyers,
it's
nurturing your sellers.
All about relationships. It's never about the deal. Ever, ever about the deal. It's always about people I mean, for me, it's always about people and it's always about helping that client get to where they need to go in their next step. And there are times working with me isn't in their best interest. You know, there are times that I've said I would love to list your house, but here's my thoughts. You know, where I didn't think that, you know, selling was, you know, what they should be doing at that particular point. You know, buying a home. You know, I just kind of thought that maybe renting for 6 months until they really figured out what neighborhood they wanted to be in. Because mm-hmm. They just moved to the area, you know, instead of them, you know, getting into a mortgage for a $300,000 house when they're not 100% sure, you know, what the neighborhoods are because they're new to the area.
Right.
You know, let's rent for a little bit. Let's find you a rental. And then, you know, take your Sunday drive around the neighborhood or, you know, visit some different places. And, you know, once you're here a few months, you know, you'll kind of get a feel for where you want to be.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So it's not about the deal. It's about the relationship.
Yeah. You know,
that's very great. That's awesome. And that, I would also think it's also important to have, you know, a good team working for you. Like I'm sure the loan officer you have. Do you have more than one, or there's really this one primary person you like?
No, I have a couple, and they kind of do some different things. I have one that's really fantastic at some 203K and VA loans, you know, and another that's, you know, really great at some first-time home buyers, and it all just depends, you know, mm-hmm. on the clients. But I have to admit the lenders I work with are very responsive. And they also do, you know, calls and texts on the weekends and holidays just because they know that it's not a Monday through Friday, you know, 9 to 5. They get that.
Yeah. You're making me think I won't mention their name because they may listen to this call, but there's one of our power agents, they're a top agent and, very successful like you are. And they have a loan officer that they just really like to work with. But that loan officer is not really available on the weekends. Nurturing a buyer, probably they wouldn't understand that concept. So that's why it's important you have, you know, good people on your team. You know, if you have this buyer that's not ready now, but will be in a couple of months or 6 months, you've got this buyer who's now at $350,000. You know, that loan officer probably had a lot to do with it because they didn't get this lead from you and react like, ugh, this is a dud. It's not going to be now business. You know, they looked at it like, all right, it's not now business, but it can be future business. So let me take care of, stay in touch with the buyer, make sure they're almost like a financial coach over the months to make sure that the buyer's getting ready.
Yep.
And so that's really great that you've got that.
Yeah, and I just think it's key to just keep the here and now. Like if this is not going to work into a deal right now, I'm just going to move on to the next. It's just to build a successful business, you can't do it like that.
You can't think that way.
No.
Wow. Well, Cherie, this was awesome. I mean, this is, you're like, I hope I can do what you need, Daryl. And you were awesome.
But I have to admit, I have to give you, a lot of credit because, well, I had some pretty great mentors, but your book, How to Become a Power Agent, it really kind of, you know, kind of put my mind where it needed to be to focus on getting there.
Wow. Well, thank you. That means a lot to me. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And I didn't know you were going to say that. Thank you.
it was one of my coworkers when you had the conference there in King of Prussia. I'm like, we have to go. So I let her borrow the book and, you know, we went down to hear what you had to say. And it was, you know, it was great. And there were some good tips that she took away from that as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Cherie, you're just so wonderful to, you know, spend the time. I mean, you've got, I know your schedule is so, so full, and we didn't even get into your family. And so you've got a lot of balls that you're juggling. And listen, we actually had to reschedule this call. So, you know, I want to thank you so, so much for taking the to share yourself and to make a difference in other people's lives, because that's what you did here. Anybody listening to this, I know that they got touched probably a lot of different ways to see what's possible and get excited about that possibility, along with really some great specific strategies. So thank you so, so much. Now give your contact information again in case people want to get in touch with you.
It's Sheree Gatchell with RE/MAX of Reading, and direct number is 570-205-4114.
All right, awesome. Well, stay with me, Sheree. I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. Thank you once again, Sheree. And Power Agents, this is another great call. So you implement some of the things that you heard, just one or two things to make an impact in your business. Don't forget that we don't just help people buy and sell real estate. We actually help them get to their next level in their life. And the more lives you touch, the more money you make. The money is merely gauged as to how many people you've helped. So go help a lot of people. And until I talk to you again, don't forget to keep smiling.